You never can go deeper into anything. You only hit one label after another, okay? And therefore it's always the search, okay, because you only hit the surface of things, you always, then immediately the mind says, okay, I've done that, I know what that is, now where's the next thing? There's this continuous looking for the next thing, because you can never stay with one thing where the depth that is in everything reveals itself to you. And that's the restlessness of our civilization that always asks, what's next? What's next? And you already see in even in relatively young children these days, that continuous need for the new stimulus. They can't sit still for a moment. Then it's okay. Because they are addicted to the next thing, some new mental stimulus, because they live in a civilization that is totally only on the surface of things, lacking completely in depth. So now you can bring in depth even into your perceptions of things. Perception is much closer to the unmanifested or to being than thought. Thought is far removed, it's an abstract. For many people to become present when they realize, I'm lost in some problem, some world of problems. Where's the problem now? And they wake up. And the first thing they notice is sense perceptions around them. And they hadn't been aware of that at all because all their attention was in the thoughts. And suddenly they look at the floor, the hand, the table, the light. And in the looking, there's a stillness. In fact, the strange thing is, you cannot even look at anything without stillness, because even the person who labels things compulsively, which is almost everybody, there's always a moment when they first, let's just talk for a moment about the visual sense, but it includes all sense perceptions. There's always a first moment when you first look at something, a tree, a flower, a table, anything. There is a 1 second or so in which there is stillness. And then the mind interprets it or labels it. But if you can catch yourself when you first look at something, there is a brief moment of non-labeling. Otherwise you wouldn't even see it. And then it recedes almost, one could say, the sense perception immediately loses its sharpness and aliveness, because after 1 or 2 seconds, the mental label replaces the aliveness that was there. Dead. And then you look at the next thing, or you listen to a bird, and there's a moment of pure listening. And then after 2 seconds, the mind says something. Oh, that must be a blackbird. Or what's the name of, I can't recall, gone. Or whatever the mind says about it. So if you can catch yourself